This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two is underway and brought to you by Caneswear. We love Brett and all the great people at Caneswear. 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Remember, when you order over $99 online, you will get free shipping. So if you don't live close to Davie and you live too far south or north or maybe even out of the state, but you want great Caneswear stuff, Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Panthers, Marlins, Inter Miami, it's Caneswear.com and follow them on Twitter at Canes_wear. And yesterday we had our Caneswear Miami Hurricanes report with Manny Navarro. You can catch up with that one too. I see here Vanessa Hudgens and Kyle Kuzma spotted on a date in Brooklyn. How about that? Kuz, when is Kuz going to get traded? Right? They got to trade Kuz eventually. I mean, the AD, although if AD is going to sign a 1-1 to eventually get that big fat max down the line, then you're all right. But if you're not going to keep AD around, then you need Kuz for next year. We'll see. I don't know how that whole thing is going to break. I would imagine that he's going to stay there. But you never know how this season ends, and maybe that changes his mind. AD looks like kind of a flaky dude. He might say one thing one day and then ends up doing something else, you know, down the line. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, it's 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. And, of course, you can chime in on YouTube. For those of you watching on YouTube, we've got the chat board. Remember to give us the thumbs up on the broadcast there. As always, we appreciate it. And we are now, 100 subscribers away from 1,000. So we are getting closer and closer. Make sure you get us to 1,000. Nico's asking, what's your take on Jordan Love? Any new insights on his performance thus far? He had some good deep balls yesterday. He had some up. Give me Nico today and tomorrow. Today and tomorrow is where I really kind of will judge him a little bit more. I like the kid. I like him. I'm just not convinced that taking him early, like at number 5 or anything like that. I'd rather take him in the second round, but I get it that if you have to reach for him in the late first, you may have to. And who knows? Maybe somebody takes him even earlier than that. I'm not sure. But I got to see him a little bit more. Give me some more time before I make an assessment. I'm pretty consistent about this. I've been saying it for years. I don't like to judge guys on the first day of practice because they haven't played with a whole bunch of these dudes. Second and third days, that's where you got to pick it up and you got to adjust. And you got to have a better feel for it because I need to know that you have – that's what quarterbacks have to do, man. They have to have a feel for things. Remember, you watch Aaron Rodgers at times, and this year he played with some guys that had never played before, and they get on the field, and all of a sudden they're having good moments with him because he's a great quarterback and has a great feel for it. And he can, you know, he has touch and accuracy and ball placement, all of that stuff. I got to see it a little bit more with him. I need to see it today and tomorrow. I'll look at it a lot more, and then I'll tell you, and I'll give you a better assessment of what I think. Not that it's, you know, anything great or whatever. I'll just give you my opinion, and you guys can write it out however you want. 786-322-1105 on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. 786-322-1105. And remember, because a couple people have already done it, several people have done it. When you do send in a text, if you're signing up and trying to win those passes that we're going to give away in April for Rockville, please put your full name. Please put your cell phone number. Please put your email address, okay? That way we have ways of getting in contact with you. Don't just send me a text and say, I want in. Okay? What's your name? What's your information? We just can't put you right in
it's
there.
It's you and every other listener. Yeah. Only.
All right. So let's see. Big O, D West was the player that banged LBJ's mom, Eugene at Homestead. Yes, that was the rumor, that Delonte West banged LeBron's mom back in the day. Yes, that was the whole thing. Whether it was true or not, I have no idea. But yeah, Delonte was one of those dudes that was in that rumored tryst with LeBron's mom. Well, that's a weird one that you have to cross paths with as a fan, right? And I'm not as a fan, I'm saying as a player. Wow. Your mom is sleeping with another player? That's odd, dude. That is one that I don't know if I want to have to deal with that if I'm LeBron or any player out there in the NBA. Wow, that's crazy. All right, let's get into a little bit on the Kansas State game last night with Silvio De Souza, or De Souza. I think it's Souza. I think that's how it's pronounced. So he ends up blocking DeJuan Gordon's shot. And look, I got to tell you something. I'm no longer a huge college basketball fan. I kind of follow college basketball half-ass, to be honest with you. Extremely half-ass. I kind of watch it more towards the tournament. And even with that said, I've lost a lot of interest in college basketball with the one-and-dones. To me, the game is just not the way it used to be, not with what I grew up with that actually had players there for several years and rivalries and things like that that were a lot of fun to watch Georgetown and Syracuse play each other. You know, John Thompson and Boeheim and Cicely and Ewing and Mutombo and all that other stuff, and watching UNLV and Duke go at each other for two straight years. You'll never have anything like that in college basketball. Those of you now that, you know, you try to compare it, it's garbage nowadays compared to the college basketball that a lot of us grew up with that really had, you know, a real rich tradition, and it was a lot of fun to watch. So having said all that about college basketball, not that I'm this guy that cares so much about college basketball, but I do care about, you know, common decency. And the Silvio De Souza kid, which I think he's also involved in that shoe scandal also, that Kansas is being investigated.
That is correct. He is.
I mean, this kid's been a royal pain in the ass already as it is. And he had that stool in his hand that Jarence Howard, the assistant coach, was able to take away. And if he swings that thing, which it looked like he had every intention on swinging that thing, can you imagine his size, his strength, the kind of damage that he could have inflicted on somebody? And if he hits somebody in the head, what the concussion, the CTE that could come from it, anything that you could talk about that can come from head trauma. And this is obviously an incredibly irresponsible move on his part. Okay, look, we've had fights in basketball in the past and all of that. College, NBA, we've watched it. We've witnessed it. But please, it doesn't justify any of that. So let's not make it sound, because I had a guy send me a tweet this morning like, you know, we've seen so many other fights, big deal. No, it's a huge deal. And we've got to get to a point where you send a strong message. I think Bill Self will. The AD Jeff Long wasn't necessarily happy either. I would imagine they're not even going to wait for the NCAA. I mean, the NCAA takes 8 years on these kind of things anyway. Although something tells me, because it's so high profile, they're going to get a quick return here. But I would imagine that De Souza will no longer play for Kansas again. Now, the part that's kind of twisted and just wrong on every level, does that kid really care? In the end, he's part of that shoe scandal. He gets into a fight for no reason. Why? And look, I get it. The kid was doing something dirty towards the end. Not dirty, but just uncalled for, unprofessional. The game's over. You're trying to get a cheap layup, and then you get your shot blocked, and you should. Now you don't need to stand over the guy, and then that starts the whole thing, and it's just so childish. And I get standing over a player, that's one of those disrespectful things. And so you're going to get guys are going to respond to that. But it gets to a point where we're now at a very disturbing place. And this is an opportunity also for college basketball, for Kansas to set an example. And yes, I get it. The example you're about to set will ruin your season. But ladies and gentlemen, what's way more important than any basketball season for any college team is the integrity of the game and the common decency of the game. And let's make sure that we play this game, you know, with true professionalism, true sportsmanship, because there are parents that send their children or their kids to that university to play basketball, to learn how to become a better basketball player, hopefully learn how to become a better human being. You cannot allow an environment to fester that could put the health of those individuals at risk. And that's what you're doing if you don't act quickly and swiftly here and send a message that this will not be tolerated in college basketball. Because we could have had a serious medical issue if he swings that stool. If he swings that stool and connects, who knows what happens from that? And that's the true reality of all of this. And that's where I got to say, man, you know, do the right thing here. Suspend him, suspend a couple of the other players that were also involved in this fight, and give them heavy, heavy suspensions. And in fact, the DeSouza kid should be booted from the school. That's not what you want to be associated with. That's not the example you want set. That's not what you want to send to other parents out there and guardians that have players that are considering going to Kansas. No, 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 wait a minute. So is this the element you're going to allow on your team? Is this the element that you're, is this the behavior that you're teaching? Because that's what people are going to say. So it's going to say, they're going to tell Bill, this is all self-inflicted. It's your fault. You brought him on and you've encouraged this kind of behavior. That's what they're going to say. So Bill Self has to send a message right now and kick this kid off the team. Look, he doesn't care anyway. He's going into the draft and he'll get drafted by a team and then he'll move on and he'll be a professional and he doesn't give a rat's ass about Kansas. So let's hope that they do the right thing in this situation.
Let me ask you a question, though. Obviously, with the situation with the sneaker thing and this and that, you know, being an issue, it kind of makes it easy for Kansas to say, you know what, kid, go get ready for the NBA. Got to go. See you later. You're not worth all this baggage.
Of course not.
And if there wasn't the sneaker situation, then they would be looking at it at a different type of, you know, we need to hammer him, this, that, but we need to get him back when we get into serious conference, when we get into conference tournament, when we get into going into the NCAA. You know what I mean? Well, there would be a different, right?
Right and no. You're right to a certain extent, but the shoe thing may not be his fault. It might, the school also might be involved. Coaches might be involved. Assistant coaches might be involved. Boosters might be involved. I don't know. I don't know enough of the facts on that investigation, so I can't lay it on Souza there. I got to be fair to him. You know what I'm saying? But this, I can lay on him. This is all on him. Now, he had a choice to make. He could have blocked the shot and walked away. And I taught you a lesson, punk ass. You want to get that cheap basket? I put your shot in the 10th row, and I walk away, and that's it. You're a badass. Now you went from badass to dumbass. Okay? Now you went from, and NBA teams will now look at him and say, is this the kind of character I want on my team? Is this guy going to lose his cool? Because he's going to be playing against men. And if they think they can get under his, you know, craw a little bit there and get him riled up, well, they're going to be able to do it really easy in this league. I don't know if I want this kind of guy. So Souza just hurt himself a little bit on the NBA level. because there has to be a couple teams that are like, whoa, wait a minute. This is not the kind of behavior I want on my team. Not with this, not in this league, dude. You can't do stuff like that. And that's where I would tell you that I would disagree with you to a certain extent, because I don't have the facts on the shoe deal and what was going on there and how much of it was his fault. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in, it's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in. I love when I get this text every once in a while. Hi, it's Nora, still trying to reach you about coming up with a cash agreement to purchase your property. It doesn't matter your situation. I'm a problem solver. Call me, even if you have questions about the real estate market. My mission is to help you as many families as possible. I hope you are one of them. I have a lot of resources. There you go. Problem is, I'm not selling my property. I don't know what you're doing, but I would imagine that's just one of those mass emails that person sends out, gets numbers, and then hopes that some sucker answers. That's funny. But don't worry, if I am going to sell the house, I'll tell you. Okay? Not a problem. 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. And it's all brought to you by Craig's Inn, Acura of Pembroke Pines, folks. And let me tell you, right now, you can get some great 2020 deals. The ILX is $209, the TLX $249, RDX $339, MDX $349. It's Customer Appreciation Month, folks. Take advantage, only $29.99 due at signing, plus tax tag and registration, folks. And you got to check out the fleet of certified pre-owned vehicles and the used cars. All makes, all models to fit all kinds of budgets. We'll be out there broadcasting live on Saturday out there from 9 to 11. So come on by and join us at 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 and Pines. Finest dealership in the business, baby. It is Craig Zanz, Acura of Pembroke Pines. All right. So the Panthers have now won 6 in a row after last night's win over the Blackhawks, 4-3. Coach Q goes back to the place where he won 3 championships, and clearly he was emotional about it. For a guy that doesn't get emotional, you could kind of tell in his voice that he had a little emotion talking about it, and he should. I mean, he had an incredible run there, 3 championships and a great organization overall, great support they get from the fan base there. You know, it's just, it's understandable, no doubt. Now, last night, Dadonov gets a goal. Frank Vatrano, a hat trick. Another hat trick. That's like 87 hat tricks already for the Panthers. It's amazing. Although Blackhawks came back to make it interesting and make it 4-3. Now, they're in the 6th spot right now in the playoffs, having won 6 in a row. 61 points. They're tied for 6th. February 1st will be their next game because now they've got the All-Star break. And it'll be at Montreal. How come I'm still not convinced with the Panthers? Is it because you watched Bobrovsky yesterday and he's giving up goals left and right and you hang on for a 4-3 win? I don't know. It's just there's something I still need. I need to see a little more before I buy it. I am glad that they're climbing in the standings, and I hope they can continue to climb here when they get back from the All-Star break. That would be awesome. That would be fantastic. We'll see if they can do it, but I got to tell you, man, it's odd. It's almost like I'm expecting them to kind of break my heart because that's who they've been for several years. And this group, by the way, has not really shown up the way that they're supposed to show up on a consistent basis. And that's been also a problem too. And that's the reason why you almost feel like the other shoe is going to drop with the Panthers. I hope it doesn't. And by the end of this road trip, we should have a better feel for them when they come back. All right, let me see what we got here on the YouTube chat board, because we got a lot of people chiming in here. Antonio Brown's going to be another sad story. I agree with you, Daniel. I like that Gordon QB over Love. What do you think, Big O? I like both guys. I got to see him a little bit more. Hopefully, we'll have him on the show too. Oh, are you at the staircase of the hotel? Staircase? No, I'm at Ladd Peebles Stadium, sir. That's where we're at. Let's see. Edward Bonaventure says, or is it Bonaventure? I don't know. Hello, Big O and Bill from Eddie in New York City. Thank you, sir. Cynthia Wilcox says, hello, Big O. Canesville, thank you. Drummer for Life says, what band is this? What band are you talking about, sir? You gotta enlighten me. February 26th is Wednesday. Oh, thank you for that. And we're talking about, if you're talking about February 26th, it's Hall & Oates and Squeeze. You don't know Squeeze? Black Coffee in Bed? Tempted? Pulling Muscles from a Seashell? Come on. Come on, a little Squeeze, man. The Raging Dolphin Maniac. If Brady retires today, he'd have every TV network tripping over themselves to hire him at NFL coverage. Probably. I don't know if he'll do it, but that's a good one. Let's see what else. Mike No Go Zone says, big Aussie fan here. Thanks for discussing. No problem. Sad, man. I hope he improves, man. Antonio Brown to Brady. You'd ride the Boonchin. I ride the circus caravan. Yes, sir. On our way, towing and storage. Just subscribe. I'm a local Miami Dolphins all day, Miami Heat for life. I like it. I like it. I got a Heat subject I want to talk about too in a little bit. My Mace Taggart says, good morning. Thank you. Thank you. And that's, of course, my man Ty in the Bronx. NFL DFS Payback TV is on. 72 Finns logo says, hey, Big O, did you hear anything about the Dolphins trying to move up to get the number one pick? I think it's a bunch of crap. It's not going to happen. Cincinnati's not trading. Stop it already with all that silliness. Okay. And what's the other Dolphins story that I was laughing at? Oh, the Dolphins would love to get Joe Burrow. Yeah, I know. A lot of teams would like to get Joe Burrow. You know, when I was a teenager, I really wanted to sleep with Demi Moore. I mean, there was just this thing about me that I just loved Demi Moore. There's a lot of things I wanted to do. I wanted to go to the US Festival. There's a lot of things I want to do too. You know? But it's one thing that you want to do, and the other thing is reality. And then here's the other thing. That story is a load of crap. Because it's nothing. There's no substance behind the story. They can't move up. They're not trading up. What was the part of that story? That Stephen Ross wants Joe Burrow. Well, didn't Stephen Ross apparently want Lamar Jackson? And I told you that that story was wrong. And eventually it came out that it was wrong. That he did not want Lamar Jackson. Chris Greer, Adam Gase, and Stephen Ross all liked Lamar, the young man. They were not convinced of Lamar, the quarterback. So Stephen Ross never wanted Lamar, the quarterback. Chris Greer never wanted Lamar, the quarterback. And Adam Gase never wanted Lamar, the quarterback. A bogus story. A bogus story that a bunch of you idiots went running with it. A bogus story that a bunch of idiots in the media went running with it. And it had no substance. Oh, and in the end, he's not a quarterback. Okay? Bill Polian was wrong. Okay? He's not a receiver. He's a running back trying to play quarterback. That's all. But no, let's go with this now. This is the new one. Stephen Ross has got to have Joe Burrow. I mean, stop it already. You're not getting Joe Burrow. Now, if Joe Burrow goes out this week, goes to Club Live, has a couple drinks, then shows up at a strip club, starts doing blow off a stripper's ass, and it's all filmed and put on social media, now Mike Brown may not draft him, and now the Dolphins may have a shot at him at five because maybe, you know, he drops after doing coke on a stripper's ass. Now maybe we can talk about it. I mean, it's just a stupid story. It really is. It's a ridiculous story, just like the ridiculous story that just got on a life of its own. Just because a bunch of you guys and ladies, you fell for the banana in the tailpipe. Oh, Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson. You fell for the gimmick. Because that's what that offense is. It's a gimmick because it's not run by a real quarterback. It's run by an athlete trying to play quarterback. But once you take the gimmick out, the guy couldn't become a real quarterback. That's all. But let's run with the story. We could have had Lamar. We could have had Lamar. You can have him. Okay? Nice kid, all that stuff. He's not a real passer. And I don't believe he ever will be a real passer. Just like Ryan Tannehill will never be a real passer. Just like Josh Allen will never be a real passer. They are great athletes. So every once in a while, they are going to freak you out with certain throws. Because like I've told you 1,000 times, that's what athletes do. They can wow you because they're athletes. But no, let's just go crazy now and start talking about how Stephen Ross wants Joe Burrow. Yeah, because the story that Stephen Ross wanted Lamar Jackson was so accurate. Do you think Joe Burrow is all smokescreen to Bengals? Because we know Cincinnati always needs a strong-arm quarterback with the weather over there. Really? So then why did they draft Andy Dalton? Because he's got a pop gun arm. What do you think of Rosen? I like Rosen, but something is going on behind the scenes with Rosen. I don't know what it is. Look, the Dolphins have not seen Rosen enough play to make an assessment. But apparently behind the scenes, they've seen enough. So he must have done something in a locker room, on the field, with his teammates that they don't like. They must think that players are not going to respond to him. That's all. I am hoping, Edward Bonaventure says, I am hoping since he falls in love with Herbert this week, it's a long shot, but who knows? Hey, my brother, as long as the Dolphins don't fall in love with Herbert. That's all I'm afraid of. The kid Kinlaw looks like a beast, hoping for a drop down at 18, LOL. No way, dude. There's no way Kinlaw falls to 18. And I love him, too. He's a hell of a player. Let's see. Any shot getting Greer, Allen, McKenzie, or Flores on the show? Would love to see Big O get them before the NFL Network, LOL. I could get them on. I probably could get one of those guys on, but they're not going to say anything. You know what I mean? They're not going to tell me who they're going to vote. They're going to vote. Who they're going to pick. They're not going to tell me who they really like. They're going to say they like them all. They're going to say they're studying them all. Let's not kid ourselves here. They don't say anything when they go on my show or on the NFL Network because they're not going to. It's like
you don't let everybody know your tactic. You got to play possum. Come on.
I mean, you know, that's the thing about it. So it'll be, you know, if I get Greer on, it's a fluff interview because he's not going to answer any kind of real difficult question because he can't. I can ask him, but I'm not going to get the answer I want. Let's not kid ourselves here. Let's see. What else do we have here? Big O, if you were playing GM, would you trade with the Bengals? Oh, I'm not even getting into that already. It's a ridiculous conversation. Let's see. Soul Flow Fan says, Big O, would you be able to get Anthony Gordon on the show? Well, we're trying. We're trying to get Anthony Gordon today or tomorrow and Jordan Love. We're trying to get those guys on. Okay. Dougie Fresh says, how was the vinyl venue? And everyone should watch Jules Holland vids talking about music. Yes. Yeah, well, Jules Holland was on Squeeze. He was a keyboardist, a piano guy, keyboardist for Squeeze for many years, early Squeeze. Jules Holland is like a freaking legend over there. What's it called? What were you asking there? The Vinyl Venue. Man, you know what? That was a cool little venue. Right, Bill? The Vinyl Venue? Vinyl Record House or whatever
you know
it's
what
called? Vinyl Record Hall, I think it's called?
The Vinyl Music Hall.
Vinyl Music Hall. Nice job.
You know what it reminded me of? The way the,
with the balcony?
Billboard and stuff was and everything. It reminded me of Purple Rain, Prince.
Oh,
the
yes.
Bar in Minnesota. It's on the corner.
Yeah.
It's rounded.
Yep.
You know, it's got the marquee up front with the lights.
Yeah.
It literally, I love walking up, I'm like, man, this is like Purple Rain, the place that Prince performed in Minnesota.
And it sounded good.
Oh, yeah.
Like the music, like it wasn't like echoey and bouncing all over the place and all that stuff. It was really, really good. I enjoyed it. It's a place that in a heartbeat, I would come back to see another good band there. If you tell me whatever, you name it, you know, Greta Van Fleet is performing, I'll drive over here in 3 hours, I'll be here, and I'll go see Greta. Whatever, any band, any good band that's worth it, I'll come see it at that place. I like the Vinyl Music Hall. Pretty cool little establishment, I would have to say. Okay? Do I think X will be with the Finns or trade? No, I think he'll be with the Finns. I do. Remember, now with all these issues, you're going to lose value. So you're better off actually bringing him back, letting him build his value back up again, get healthy, get past this domestic issue, and then play like a shutdown corner this year. And then maybe in 2021, you trade him if you want to. Okay, I'm not saying you have to, but if you're worried that what happened, you know, recently is a sign of things to come, then yeah, protect yourself and move on. But at this point, you're not going to get his value in return. And you don't want to do that either. So you're kind of like, you know, rocking a hard place, as they say. I hope we don't trade any of our picks. We need all 14 to rebuild the roster. I agree. I don't want him to be trading up. Trading down to get more picks, I'm good. Okay? Big O, have you ever seen Dennis DeYoung and his band recently? They are better than Styx. Well, they're not better than Styx as a band. I'll tell you that. I know that the guy that does the Tommy Shaw part does a nice job doing Tommy Shaw. But, of course, nobody is Dennis DeYoung. So it's hard to play Dennis DeYoung. So when Dennis DeYoung sings Styx songs that are Dennis DeYoung, there's going to be nobody better than them because it's Dennis DeYoung. Just like when Tommy Shaw or Double J are singing Styx songs that they sing, nobody's going to be better than them. But if I had to compare, I've watched both Dennis DeYoung and his band and Tommy Shaw and Double J and Styx and that band. Performance-wise, Styx is superior as a band performing. And the show that they put on, there's much more life to it. Musically, I would still say the musicians are better on the Styx side. Where I would tell you and give you a little bit of love on the Dennis DeYoung side would only be when Dennis DeYoung is singing his songs. Because it's Dennis DeYoung. So you can't do anything about that. There's no way you can replace that voice. So that's where I would, you know, kind of disagree with you on that one. Okay? Do you see us keeping Rashad Jones or Bobby McCain? I hope we trade McCain. No, I hope Bobby McCain stays. I disagree with you. Rashad Jones is gone. They will cut him and save that money off the cap. That I can tell you I think is going to definitely happen. All right? Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. Don't forget, it's proudly, our show is proudly brought to you by Choice Mortgage Bank, folks. And if you're getting a runaround from the current mortgage company or your bank's declined you, call Choice Mortgage Bank. Michael Codsey's personal cell number. This is the owner, 561-441-2730. State rates under 3.5%. So call him right now and make sure you tell him that Big O sent you, okay? State rates under 3.5%. Don't let those other mortgage companies give you the runaround. You call Choice Mortgage Bank.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit offers and 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
Hupri on 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, 19,775. Hupri on 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, 17,775. Hupri on 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, 12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
The world's biggest band is coming twice. Metallica. Headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. The weekend of May 8th through the 10th. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now. The one, the only, Metallica. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com.